In this bulletin, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the drop in daily COVID-19 cases shows the policy settings are right. Australia says it won't be following other countries in banning flights from the UK over a new coronavirus strain. And in cricket, Australian batsman Steve Smith, confident a back complaint won't hinder his Boxing Day test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's happy with the downward trend in positive COVID-19 cases, saying it shows the chosen policy settings are right. 8 infections have been recorded in the last 24 hours. 7 are directly linked to the Northern Beaches cluster, which is now 90. The 8th case is a nurse involved in transporting patients in hotel quarantine. Ms. Berejiklian says even though the situation remains volatile, seeing the daily number drop into the single digits is encouraging.
Volatility is there, and you might have low case numbers one day and they might creep back up, but I'd much rather be hovering where we are now than where we were 2 or 3 days ago. So it does give me a degree of comfort that now we're hovering around, you know, single digit numbers as opposed to mid-teens or 20s or 30s. But certainly it's volatile and we have to look at the situation as it evolves.
A record 44,466 tests were processed in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says there's no need to change border arrangements to ban flights from the UK over a new strain of COVID-19, which is said to be more contagious. He says the current evidence on the new strain has been closely considered.
There's no evidence at the moment that it has any effect on the severity of the illness from the virus. There is no evidence at the moment that it interferes with the vaccine. There is no evidence at the moment that it interferes with diagnostic tests. So that's the truth of it. We're obviously looking closely, but at the moment there's no need for this to be a cause of us changing any of our arrangements here in Australia or to be concerned about people coming from the UK.
Victorian authorities say they've identified 300 people in the state who visited COVID-19 hotspots in New South Wales. Jerome Weimar from the Department of Health and Human Services says that number is expected to grow.
At this point in time, we're dealing with a total of 300 identified close contacts from the New South Wales cluster. When I say close contacts, these are people who we know have been in either the red zone or in the amber zone and who we are continuing to pursue in terms of testing results and isolation requirements. I expect that number to grow over the coming days as we get test results for the remaining returning travellers.
Rapid response testing is underway for the close contacts of a Victorian teenager who tested positive for COVID-19 after she returned from Sydney's northern beaches. Health Minister Martin Foley says community exposure is limited as the 15-year-old girl was already in home isolation when the test results came through. The ministers of Prime Minister Scott Morrison's new cabinet have been sworn in. Governor-General David Hurley conducted the ceremony by video conference because of the Northern Beaches outbreak. The number of cabinet MPs remains at 22, but Mr Morrison has shifted some areas of responsibility. The reshuffle follows the retirement of Matthias Cormann. Dan Tehan moves to the crucial trade portfolio. Alan Tudge takes over the education role, previously held by Mr Tehan.
I, Alan Edward Tudge, do swear that I will well and truly serve the people of Australia in the office of Minister for Education and Youth, and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia, so help me God.
Simon Birmingham has taken over as Finance Minister. Aged care will be added to Health Minister Greg Hunt's portfolio responsibilities, and backbencher Andrew Hastie received Assistant Minister for Defence. Queensland Senator Amanda Stoker has become the Assistant Minister to the Attorney General. The European Union has approved the Pfizer vaccine. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen says it will go to market across the 27-nation bloc after passing assessments by the European Medicines Agency.
Today we add an important chapter in our fight against COVID-19. As we have promised, this vaccine will be available for all EU countries at the same time on the same conditions. This is a very good way to end this difficult year and to finally start turning the page on COVID-19.
In cricket, Steve Smith says he's confident a nagging back complaint won't prevent him from building on his MCG record in the Boxing Day test against India. The former captain was hampered by injury in the build-up to the first test in Adelaide, which Australia won by 8 wickets. Smith admitted he initially had fears he'd missed the series opener when he was forced to withdraw from a nets session 2 days prior. But 4 days out from the Boxing Day showpiece, Smith says the back issue is manageable. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. A shower or two in Melbourne, a top of 20. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, similar conditions, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 25. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 33. Cairns, a possible shower, 35 degrees. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, a top of 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.